We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey, everyone. It's our favorite time of the year here at The Black Effect. We're heading to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival, and we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
AT&T Connects and Ode to Podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Make sure you tell them to watch out for Florida, man. Florida, man.
The craziest people in America come from the Bronx and all of Florida. Yes, you are a donkey.
A Florida man attacked an ATM for a very strange reason. It gave him too much money.
Florida man is arrested after deputies say he rigged the door to his home in an attempt to electrocute his pregnant wife. Police arrested an Orlando man for attacking a flamingo.
The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Donkey of the day. With Charlemagne the God. I don't know why y'all keep letting him get y'all like this.
Oh, it's me? It's my fault. Okay. Donkey of the Day for Monday, November 14th goes to a 39-year-old St. Petersburg, Florida man named Matthew Meredith. Now, what does your Uncle Charla always tell you about the great state of Florida? The craziest people in America come from the Bronx and all of Florida. And today's story is no exception, okay? Matthew was arrested last week for making fraudulent requests for tax refunds, something that I'm sure a lot of people have done, okay? Don't you try to sink down in your seat now, okay? All right? I don't know why, though, y'all still think y'all can play with the IRS. All right? Y'all do realize the IRS is undefeated, right? Okay? The IRS is more undefeated than the internet. Perfect record. Undisputed, undefeated champion of the world in every weight class, and it's not even close. But Matthew Meredith decided to do what so many before him have attempted to do and failed miserably. Okay? He tried to get over on the IRS, but I will give Matthew some credit. Matthew decided to shoot for the stars. You hear me? I mean, if you're going to do it, you might as well do it big, because when you get caught, and you're going to get caught, you're going to prison. So why not? Now, what did Matthew do? Well, according to the indictment, he submitted 5 claims for a tax refund between August 2019 and February 2020. In total, those claims exceeded. How much you think they exceeded, Envy? Just take a wild guess. How much you think his fraudulent tax claims exceeded?
I have no clue.
Just guess. Just throw a number out there.
$1 million.
Florida, 39 years old. How much?
$1 million.
$1 million. Okay. Angela Yee. Angela Yee, how much do you think this man's fraudulent tax claims exceeded? What you think? Just throw a number out there. Yee.
$12 million.
Okay, $12 million. Now, Envy said $1 million. Angela Yee said $12 million. Let the record show it. Envy is way off. Angela Yee's closer, but she's way off. Okay?
Shut up, man. Shut
Matthew
up.
Meredith's claims exceeded. Let me make sure I saw this number right. Let me just make sure before I say this, before I repeat this. Yes. Okay. Matthew Meredith's claims exceeded $170 million. Okay. In fraudulent tax claims. 170. Okay. Authorities say Meredith falsified his income and withholdings in each of the claims. On November 23rd, 2019, the IRS issued Meredith a check for a little over $6.3 million for his first submitted claim. But that wasn't enough for Meredith. No, he couldn't leave well enough alone. The next day, he filed a second fraudulent tax claim, this time seeking $4 million. Okay, now listen. Now listen to this, right? Authorities say Meredith, what do you think he used the money for? What do you think? What do you think his first purchase was? Okay, huh? What do you
car think? Or jewelry?
Car or jewelry. What do you say, Yee?
I would say a car.
A car jewelry. Well, a car was his second purchase. His first purchase, he did have the wherewithal to go buy a house.
Okay.
So from the initial refund, he went and purchased a 6,500 square foot waterfront mansion in St. Petersburg. He spent like $2.6 million for that. Then the indictment alleges that Matthew purchased six luxury Mercedes-Benz vehicles with a total value of $843,000. Now, hold up. Wait a minute. Y'all thought he was finished. Okay, Matthew's tax fraud scheme occurred while he was under supervised release from a 2016 federal conviction on drug-related charges. Oh, Matthew woke up one day without an F to give. Okay, and now he is being charged with making false claims against the government, theft of government property, and money laundering. If he is convicted on all counts, which he will be, Matthew could face up to 75 years in federal prison. He also would have to return the money and forfeit the house and vehicles. Let me tell you something, man. The IRS has to be doing stuff like this to be funny. All right, you're not going to tell me that it's not someone reading these requests, laughing their ass off, and saying, hey, man, just give him the money. Let's see what he does with it. All right? They know y'all on BS, but they just want to see what y'all going to do if they grant you this request. Okay, Matthew probably had Hate Me Now by Nas playing soon as he purchased that mansion. I know he was in the living room of that mansion with two bottles of Casamigos hitting the gritty until those Alphabet boys knocked on that door and said, grand opening, grand closing. Well, at least you will be in Florida jail with a story to tell. Please give Matthew Meredith the biggest hee-haw. Hey, man, if you're going to do it big. Because I'm telling you right now, as soon as you decide to wage that war with the IRS, you're going to lose.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.